by there, Chris. We'll drive by station and we'll see how he's doing. Bravo Hotel 6, Tango Kilo Quebec. Bravo Hotel 6, Tango Kilo Quebec. The mic is yours. Go ahead. Over. He may be having a setup problem. Another point, Chris, while we're waiting for him to get set up, if you hit any of those call signs that you see there, in fact, if you hit Bravo Hotel 6, Tango Kilo Quebec, just double click on that and see what happens. It actually takes you right to QRZ, so. That's how I knew when I saw you on the board that I knew your name, because it takes you right to QRZ if you follow that. Go ahead there, Chris. The mic is yours.
Oh, yes, I see that. That is a handy feature. I need to get on there and polish up my I guess, profile on there. I haven't really done much with it since I set it up, so I'll have to mess with that later this week. But, yeah, really, it's a nice dashboard here. I really like how it is laid out and the chat log. And, boy, it looks like you guys have connections, all kinds of different ways to get in here. So really neat. I'm glad I came across the 420 Ham Radio Network. Let's see here. I guess I'll pass it back over to you, Henry, while we wait for anyone else to join us.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Yeah, and by the way, your signal has been just fine ever since you went directly, I think you're using on your phone, Echolink. Whatever it is that you're using, it's working. And I'm not sticking around here any longer, Chris, Emil. I want to clean up what the mess that I've made so far and continue on with the rest of my day. And I need to go for a little drive afterwards, take care of some business, and that's about it. We got some rain overnight. Cool temperatures right now and expecting some rain in the afternoon. That's the weather forecast from Windsor, Ontario, near Detroit, Michigan. I'll give it back to Emil. Emil, take it. This is VA3HY. I'm going to go 7-3. Go QR for he. 7-3, everyone.
Yeah, very good there, Henry. Thanks for popping on board. Okay, Chris, lesson number three. If you, you probably know this already, but if you go to the top of your screen there, you'll see 420 Almost Live. So basically, if you hit that dial, you'll hear the conversation you're having about a minute or two later. So it goes through radioreference.com. Do you copy so far, Chris? Go ahead.
Yes, that's very helpful. That's something I can use to monitor my my audio and make sure it's not sounding terrible. So, yeah, it's unfortunate. I'm not sure what's going on with this network radio. I'll have to experiment with the settings a little more, but. Seems like ever since I switched over to my cell phone, Echolink, it's been working no trouble. So I'll have to dig into that a little more and see what the deal is with it. Maybe just reinstall the app and see if that helps. Back to you, Henry. back over to you.
Yeah, very good, very good. Most times it's just your proxy, so just go to settings, and if when you go to proxy, and if you go to public proxy, you can select what public proxy you want, but I'm sure you know that. I'm going to take you another step further with this 420. If you see the on, you see that on button there, just above the text box there, if you click that in the off position, and then let me know when you did that, over.
All right, it has been switched over to off, but I don't really see much of a difference.
Live active screen, so if you hit that off button, then I want you to scroll down. I want you to scroll down where you see the offline RF stations, last offline stations. You click on that, offline last heard, I guess. And for August the 23rd, you'll see there's about 10 stations that checked in. Did you see that so far, Chris?
My call sign at 7:51 and 4 seconds.
I'm not sure if I left the pause long enough. Stand by, Chris. And if you go to August the 22nd, take a fast count here. Oh, maybe 20 or 30 operators checked in there. Over.
Oh, yes, I see that here. That is very handy. It looks like this keeps a log of everyone that's been on the network.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if you go back up to the top of your screen and turn it back on, I didn't leave enough pause. We got to watch the time clock there, because the time clock tells you that you're not letting the system reset. So always watch to make sure that goes back to zero when you disconnect.
That's also very helpful information, because, yes, I did notice that. So I really appreciate your help in showing me how all this works so that I use it correctly.
Okay, if you turn that back to on over the Echo Link box, I'll show you what it does. In the difference forever.
All right, the switch has been flipped to on. Over.
Okay, very good. And we have another station on frequency here. Let me just see here. XQRZ here. Yeah, Tyler. Tyler, this is Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa. And welcome to the talk group. I know you're a new ham operator. So tell us a little bit about yourself. So the mic goes to Kilo Romeo 4, November Zulu, November. I hope I got your call right. Tell us a little bit about yourself there, over.
Kilo Romeo 4, November Zulu, November. Yeah, just dropping in right now. I don't know if there's anything active going on in this channel, but yeah, new operator as you said, and getting familiar with some of the Echo Link stuff. There was apparently a repeater locally for the local club that uses Echo Link, but I was having trouble connecting to it, so I'll have to contact the club about that. But next thing you know, I'm on my computer and trying to connect to different places around the world. Over.
Yeah, very good there, Tyler. Well, say hi to Chris. His call is Kilo Julia 5 Echo Whiskey Sierra. He just discovered this 420 network as well. I was sort of walking him through the steps here. Go ahead there, Tyler. Say hi to Chris.
KR4NZN to KJ5EW5. Chris, how are you doing today?
Hey, Tyler. Yeah, good to meet you. Doing real good here. Just up a little early on a Sunday and thought I'd see what's going on the radio. It's always it's always a good way to start the day with a cup of coffee and a friendly chat on a net. So I was just experimenting with the network radio on Echolink and saw some activity in this channel. So it's been very welcoming and getting a lot of good pointers and tips on how this system operates. So if you have a chance, you should check out the dashboard online. I don't know if you heard us talking about it, but it's a really nice setup that they have on their website. Back over to you, Tyler.
All right, awesome to hear. Yeah, I've only been a ham operator for, I don't know, maybe a month now, so how long have you guys been doing this? Sounds like you have quite a bit of experience, and I did check out the 420 website, only breezed through it really quickly, so I didn't take a chance to look at the dashboard or anything, but I'll go ahead and pull that up now. Back to whoever. Okay, yeah, KR4NZN back on, looking at the live dashboard right now. There's a lot going on here for sure. Looking through the website, I'm a software developer by trade, so this is all like really cool to me. It seems like you have a lot of different systems connected here in a few different areas. So I'll definitely have to take a deeper dive into this website and get a little bit more familiar with it. But yeah, as I said, most of my background, you know, software development, cloud infrastructure development. So it's kind of cool to start, you know, seeing a lot of familiar terms like processors and fully qualified domain names and Linux operating systems. So maybe this is my my area. I think when I first got into this, I was interested in like the more RF aspects, but
this is kind of where RF meets the web, so maybe this is an interest area that I should explore a little bit more. Back to, is Chris only here? KJ5EWS? Anyone else?
Yeah, you got Victor Echo One, Echo Papa. I was sort of showing Chris the ropes there to this massive...